Morning and welcome to The Drive. Hope you guys are doing well. It is Friday, March 29th, and I am just driving in my car. It's 6:18 in the morning and 48 degrees, nice and cool and crisp today. But yeah, it's the end of the week for most of you, and I pray that you had a good week. If not, again, have to remember that God is good. He never fails. He keeps his promises, and he's the one that gives us strength and wisdom and all we need for life and godliness, right? So that's always a promise. I just think of promises when my days have been difficult or my weeks are hard, and it always helps. It always helps to think of God's promises, you know, when you're going through whatever. And it might be just fine. You might have a great, great day, but we can praise God, right, for that. I mean, in other words, we always should be looking towards and to our Lord, right? He is the one that's in charge. He is the one that knows what we need to do, where we need to go. And he is good. But as we continue on in, you know, the Gospel of Matthew, the life of Jesus, let me just read you this verse here. And great crowds gathered about him, right? Great crowds gathered about him, about Jesus, right? Whole multitude was following him. And it says, so that he got into the boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he went on to, you know, share truth with them like Jesus did, right? That's what he did. But, you know, I love it because what I see here, there's a lot here, but what I see here mainly is eagerness. Eagerness to see Jesus, to hear Jesus, to focus on Jesus, and eagerness for the spiritual, and eagerness to hear truth. And I think that's important. I think, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. So the truth there is that we should be eager to learn, to grow, to thrive spiritually. And how do we get that eagerness? Well, I think we seek God, look into his word, gather together in community. We do all the, you know, focus on the cross. We do all the early church activities in Acts 2:42. Pray, Bible study, fellowship, the cross. We look at all these things. And it's exciting. Like every time I study to teach, it's exciting. Every morning when I wake up and get in the word, it's exciting. I'm like reading these things, these truths, and I'm just astounded. I go, wow. Like I do it so often. And so eagerness comes from taking action in those spiritual habits that we should be cultivating on a daily basis. Now, are there times where you don't feel eager, where you don't feel like even opening the Bible or seeking the Lord? Yes, even and especially during those times. That's when we lean upon and rest upon what we do know. Just keep digging into the Word. Keep seeking Him even if you don't feel like it. Because feelings don't go first and faith follows. Faith goes first and feelings follow. Sometimes when we walk by faith, it's not glamorous. You know, it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't even feel good. Sometimes we feel nothing. But yet as we walk by faith, those feelings will follow. Keep seeking the Lord. Stay in His Word. Keep focusing on Jesus. You know, these guys were eager. And as we're looking at the resurrection of Christ this Sunday, one of the things I see in the first point I see in Mark chapter 16, verse 1 and 2 is the eagerness of these women to go to Jesus. They didn't think he'd rise again, right? No one did. They didn't believe his words. They didn't remember his words. It was, they were blind to those truths that Jesus prophesied about himself. But they were eager, woke up early in the morning to bring spices to the tomb, to take care of the body of Jesus, to give him a proper burial. So they rose early to seek the Lord. And they were seeking a Lord that they didn't think was going to rise again. How much more should we seek our Lord and Savior, knowing that He's already risen? You know what I'm saying? That eagerness. I mean, think about, you know, as you read the Word, I would just say, know and believe, and even tell yourself, like, this is actually real. This isn't a lecture at a school, high school, college, university. This isn't a fiction. This is not fake. This is real. This is the truth. And honestly, when you remind yourself of that, you're like, okay, wow, that really happened. That is amazing, because as you go through the Word, you see the astonishing, miraculous things God does. And it's going to make you even more eager and expectant for what God is going to continue to do, right, in your own life. So how do you get to the point of eagerness and remain there? Keep seeking the Lord. Keep reading His Word. Keep praying. Keep sharing with others. Keep gathered together in community. Keep the cross at the forefront of your mind. And remember the empty tomb, which wasn't so Jesus could come out, He could walk through walls. It was so that His followers could look in. In Acts, every sermon preached included the resurrection. He is risen. Therefore, our old lives are dead. We have new lives in Christ. That should be enough to cause us to have an eagerness to see God even more. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Hope you have an amazing Friday. And we'll talk to you soon.